Hundreds of Wisconsin teenagers legally drink alcohol in bars every year, even though the drinking age is 21. An old law allows minors to publicly consume alcohol so long as they're with a parent, legal guardian, or a spouse who is of age. But after hearing a few stories of abuse associated with the practice, a state lawmaker is trying to put an end to it. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
It's a busy Saturday night at the Nomad World Pub on Milwaukee's east side. The bar is packed. Many here are in their 20s and 30s, and the stereo is blaring. Bartender Sean Mabia says he serves people of all ages in this bar, including the occasional teen who shows up with his parent. Mabia says he will serve alcohol to the underage patrons as long as everyone can produce the proper ID.
If their parents are here with them and they give us enough proof that they are their parents, we'll let the kids drink here, sure.
Mabius has the power as the bartender to establish some guidelines. For example, he won't serve anyone under 16, even though it may be legal.
What's going on today, Paul?
Not much. I was cleaning.
In a quieter setting a few doors down from the Nomad, Paul Bruno serves a couple of patrons who are watching the Packer game on TV. Bruno has owned Listwan's, a well-known working-class bar in Milwaukee, for more than 20 years. He says he won't serve anyone under 21 under any circumstances.
You want to have your son or daughter happy? Go home. Go home. Don't bring them in that kind of atmosphere. They're going to drink soon. They're going to be legal soon enough, and then they can do it. Don't bring them on too early in life for that.
The law has been on the books since the 1930s. Republican State Representative John Ainsworth of northern Wisconsin says farmers and deer hunters who wanted to enjoy a beer with their sons after a long day lobbied for the change. But Ainsworth says times are different.
In today's society, we have all kinds of parents, some that probably are not as observant as they should be or as attentive. We have step-parents, we have legal guardians, we have foster parents who sometimes abuse the privilege, and certainly there should be no question in the law that it is not appropriate to publicly serve alcohol to children that young.
Ainsworth is working to change the law to allow only 18, 19, or 20-year-olds to drink in bars with their parents. He began the effort after hearing about a Green Bay case where a 16-year-old girl was in a bar with a man who claimed to be her husband. It turned out the guy wasn't, and the girl got drunk and ended up pregnant. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association opposes Ainsworth's bill to amend the law. Spokeswoman Sarah Stinsky characterizes that effort as Big Brother.
When you're doing, for example, a wedding or grandma and grandpa's 50th wedding anniversary, and there's wine being served, at what point is it the parent's responsibility to say, yes, Johnny can have a glass of wine with us, or Johnny can't? And at what point is it the server's responsibility to say, well, let me see Johnny's ID to make sure he's 18 as well as here with his parent or guardian?
John Ainsworth concedes that most of his fellow legislators don't want to see this law changed. Many consider it a cherished part of Wisconsin's beer drinking tradition. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.